Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Changes are coming to the Hotel DuPont's iconic Green Room in Wilmington. After over 100 years of service, the restaurant's last day before undergoing significant renovation will be Wednesday, January 1st, 2020. The Puccini Poland Group now owns the Hotel DuPont and is behind this reimagining of the Green Room. And for this week's Enlighten Me, Puccini Poland Group co-founder and president Dave Poland joins Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele to discuss what the future holds for the restaurant.
Everybody has eaten, almost everybody, in the Green Room at some point at the Hotel DuPont. But there's going to be some changes coming up. Let's talk about it.
Well, the first thing I want to mention is we are so proud to be the stewards of this icon, you know, this really center of Wilmington culture, a place where families have celebrated milestones for generations. And our first mandate, don't screw it up. So we know that people are really going to be looking closely at what we do. And I want to mention that while the Green Room is still commercially viable, let's say, and it's providing a wonderful service and experience for people, you know, customers vote with their wallet. And they're telling us by their actions that the Green Room is not as relevant to them today as it has been in the past.
And why is that?
You know, I think there's really three kind of macro things that are changing. And I'll just mention briefly, the first one is, you know, the world has really changed. People dine out a lot more. Our generation, you know, whether it's millennials or boomers or Gen X, we're not as formal as maybe our parents' generations were. And a lot of us today are thinking about fitness, healthful dining, you know, eating more light. And so I think that that's number one. The second one is the hotel world has also changed. And, of course, the Green Room stands on its own, but it is part of the Hotel DuPont. And the people who come visit us, many of them stay at the hotel for the great food and beverage. And so their expectations have really changed. They're looking more for entertainment and experiential dining. They're looking for craft cocktails. They really want to get close to the local agriculture and farms and the bounty of that area. So that's another change. And then restaurants themselves have really changed. They know that we don't have an hour and a half for lunch, most of us anymore. We have less time for dining. We do want that authentic regional cuisine. So we feel like when we're visiting a place like Wilmington, we really can experience what's growing in the area and what season it is. So the dining has to really change. And then the final thing I'll mention on the changes that restaurants have undergone is that chefs have become superstars. And you see it on TV, and people really want to dine where a chef has curated a special menu, and it's something they can't get somewhere else.
Do you think you might be able to get Gordon Ramsay to come to the Green Room? No, I'm just kidding. He's just my personal favorite. I'm being silly here. All right, before we tell people, I should say, about what's coming up and what's going to be happening with the Green Room, take us back in history. How long has the Green Room at the Hotel DuPont been in existence?
Well, the current Green Room iteration started in 2004, so it's only been about 15 years that the Green Room has looked like it has. So going back to the hotel's founding in 1913, you know, the Green Room and the name has changed over the years as well. So when the hotel opened, it was just known as the dining room. So the Green Room moniker came in about 25 years after the hotel opened, and it was named after a personality, someone, you know, with the last name Green, who was close to the chairman of DuPont. What we would say, though, is that the hotel and the Green Room themselves have really evolved over the ages as people's needs and desires have changed. So we feel like this next evolution is really continuing to pull that thread of how do we be relevant to the city, the community of diners, the enthusiasts of the Green Room, and then the hotel guests.
Yeah, and over the years, there's been many award-winning cuisine come out of the Green Room, right?
Yeah, it's the only four-diamond dining establishment in the state of Delaware.
All right, let's tell people what's going to be happening as far as the Green Room hosting its last day of service on January 1st, 2020.
You bet. So we're really excited. After we announced that the Green Room was going to change and we're going to close for a few months as we effect that change, we've created more opportunities for people to enjoy the Green Room, you know, one last time or, you know, over a series of dining events. And so whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or New Year's Eve, we've got more seatings available. And we're pulling out some great menus from past years, you know, things that have really intrigued diners, specialties, and those kinds of things. So when people are thinking about a special occasion coming up, or if they, you know, want to enjoy that green room and relive the memories of, you know, family time, or hit tea with us, that'd be great too. But all that's available on the website, so people can choose the opportunity that's best for them.
All right, we're talking to Dave Polan. He's the co-founder and president of the Buccini Polan Group and also chairman of the PM Hotel Group. So what happens after the green room closes, Dave?
We're going to have an interim dining room set up in the Brandywine Room. And for those people who know the Hotel DuPont, this is a beautiful, rich, wood-paneled dining area. It used to be a restaurant, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. And we've added some really beautiful artwork, and we've upgraded the space. So it's going to feel just as delightful and elegant as the green room does today. We'll actually be using the green room furniture for that interim period. So from about January through April, the green room menu will still be available, and we'll still have a great dining experience for people. They'll still have that, you know, that regality, that formality to it, and great cuisine coming out of the same kitchen. The green room itself is going to undergo a really, let's say, a loving restoration. So you would never walk into that room with a sledgehammer. We'll be in there with tweezers and toothbrushes, you know, making sure that all that beautiful wood millwork and that hand-painted inlaid ceiling and, you know, the beautiful chandeliers are all renovated and upgraded and modernized. And then we're going to add in a lot of new finishes. And we're taking the restaurant in a new direction I think people will really find intriguing. We'll be talking a lot more about that in about 30 days when we can announce the culinary team we're working with, the name, and the culinary direction that we're going.
All right, so you're going to preserve the old stuff, and it's going to be closed. How long, I know you'll be announcing things, more exciting things about the new green room, as you said, in the next 30 days, but how long do you expect the work to take before the green room is reopened?
I'd say 90 to 120 days, and part of that time will be, again, pulling apart the existing elements of the room, restoring them, modernizing them, and putting them back. And of course, we're going to try to undo some of the things that were done over the years. For example, the carpet that's in there now, it wasn't laid over the beautiful tile that you see in the foyer. Unfortunately, much of that was removed and just a flat concrete floor was placed there. So we know we'll find some surprises along the way, and anything that we see that's historic and relevant, you will maintain and keep and celebrate. But our sense is that much of the original finishes, especially on the floor, are no longer there. I would definitely look for a lighter space, this big, heavy window treatments from the 80s or the, you know, 90s and 2000s, that's going to go away. We really want to celebrate being on Rodney Square and 11th Street and being downtown and picking up that energy. We're going to be adding outdoor dining along Rodney Square, the newly renovated Rodney Square. So there'll be new awnings on the Barker Street side of the hotel with new exterior access. We're going to add a new entry for the green room off 11th Street because many of us, when we dine in a restaurant, don't necessarily want to go through a hotel lobby. Of course, we'll still have valet parking available. We're just going to make it more accessible so you don't actually have to go through the hotel to get to the restaurant. So we're trying to think of all the thoughtful touches that people are looking for in dining today.
Do you think there are still people, though, Dave, that are going to be upset, disappointed that this iconic green room is no longer going to be the iconic green room? It's going to be different. A lot of people don't like change. I'm one of them. But what's the feedback you've been getting so far?
Graham, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because when we bought the hotel a couple of years ago now, we knew that we were, again, stewarding this icon for the next generation. And we moved very deliberately. We've assembled the Hotel DuPont Advisory Committee, and there's people who are, you know, care deeply about the hotel and the committee. There's community leaders, business leaders, et cetera. And so we meet every quarter to talk about what we're doing, solicit feedback. And I got an earful. Matter of fact, you know, when we talked about the next iteration of the green room, I there were some threats that I don't want to repeat on the air, but it's very meaningful to people. And so again, we don't screw it up. So we took several months to think about what should the lobby look like. DuPont had done a renovation, and they made it, I think, a little more modern, and it wasn't a space that really resonated with the community. So we made it more traditional, more comfortable seating, but we added communal tables, for example, in the lobby, so people could collaborate or work together, or if they're alone and you want to do some people watching, it's a great place to kind of plug in and be in the center of things. So with the restaurant, we found out some of the things that I mentioned before about how people want to dine with us. They want to make sure they have a place to go with, let's say, 12 attorneys for a closing dinner, you know, attorneys from all over the country. But they also want a place where they can go with their friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, and have like a more fun, lighter, more whimsical, romantic meal. And so we're incorporating all those different dining scenarios that are relevant to the community and to our guests, and coming out with what we think is a really terrific solution.
Dave, is it the Green Room that is known for the iconic macaroons?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, I, for one, will miss them, but will they be available in the other restaurant while the Green Room goes under these renovations?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Matter of fact, you may be aware that the Hotel DuPont Bay Shop, which, of course, services the Green Room and is widely featured there, has a line extension called Spark in the Deco Food Hall. So macarons are available there. They're going to be available in the interim dining facility that we have in the Brandywine Room. And then when we reopen, you can believe they're going to come back. Those are part of the fabric and culture of Wilmington, and we wouldn't even think about touching that.
All right. I will allow you to do these renovations, but you cannot take away the macaroons, okay?
You got it.
Hey, any final words that you want people to know about what's happening here?
Yeah, we're really excited about taking that Green Room experience that people have had and keeping the best parts of it. So this amazing backdrop, but we're adding things like seating outside. So when it's seasonal, they can enjoy a great meal outside. So we're not really taking anything away. If you want to have a multi-course real dining experience, you know, a more formal multi-course dinner, that is definitely going to be available, and we're going to encourage people to continue to celebrate their milestones and their family events with us. But we're adding, for example, a new bar. So it's a place where, again, if you're there by yourself or you're a hotel guest and you want to plug in, you can do that in the future as well. So what we're doing is we're adding, we don't think we're taking away any of the things that make the Green Room special. And we really want to thank the community and the city of Wilmington and the state of Delaware for being so enthusiastic to the changes that we've made so far. And we hope that that'll continue and we'll build more confidence in the community as we make finer touches to the hotel.
Thanks to the Puccini Poland Group's co-founder and president, Dave Poland, and R. Kelly Steele for enlightening us this week. And that's all we have time for on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on Apple Podcasts, and on the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter, at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at TheGreen@DelawarePublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, contributor John Hurdle, and Delaware Public Media's Nick Shalino and Kelly Steele. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Burns saying thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.